Today's episode of the Roma Press podcast is presented by BetUS for the very best odds in Serie A, Premier League, La Liga, all of the action throughout Europe. You can go to romapress.net/bet. Again, that's romapress.net/bet. to claim your 125% sign-up bonus with promo code ROMABET.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Oh my gosh. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Roma Press Podcast. I hope you are doing better than yesterday. Andy, generally, the 24-hour rule that we have implemented, I generally, probably 99% of the time, I feel much better than I did the previous evening after a very poor result for Roma. It allows you to kind of think clearer, think more balanced. I think I actually feel worse today following Roma 0, Atalanta 1. Undoubtedly the most, or one of the most frustrating, mind-boggling, alcohol-inducing affairs we've seen from Roma this season, yeah?
And ironically, one of the, probably the best game of the season. You know, the game that really causes so much pain and despair and, you know, whatever else you may be feeling right now is easily the best game of the season in terms of, you know, just build up and overall display and, you know, attacking wise. There were just so many brilliant chances and you just felt like Roma were in the driver's seat. Roma were the ones that were pushing Atalanta around, unlike, you know, in previous years where usually it was Atalanta that played the part of the bully. This time around, it was Roma. Roma went in. They were on a mission. They went about realizing their plan, even though their original plan included Paulo Dybala, who minutes before kickoff went down with an injury.
Then that should have been the sign to all of us, yeah?
That should have been
the warning sign.
Yes, that's the moment that it's not going to be an easy afternoon. It's not going to be. It never is against Atalanta, but this time in particular, it wasn't an Atalanta game. It was a game against the team that just was lucky to be there, was lucky to be alive, was lucky not to get another yellow card. For a team like Atalanta to end up with one shot on goal, and that shot being the goal that wins the game, is completely not out of Gasperini's book. You know, it was a very unusual match, a very good Roma, confident Roma, that unfortunately sort of finally, I think, hit the brick wall that the team was bound to hit. And if you listen to our episodes, we constantly come on here and we address the same issue. You've scored, what, 8 goals in 7 games? But how many projected goals do you have? How many chances remember for not only for Tammy Abraham, because that would be too easy if you're putting all of it on Tammy Abraham. How many chances did Pellegrini squander? How many chances did Zaniolo squander? How many chances did Shomurodov squander? How many chances did Belotti squander? How many chances did Cristante squander? I mean, it's a barrage of misses. It's a barrage of misses. That's what it is. And it caught up to them. And what did we say after these past few games? Where after each game where Roma dominated in chances but failed to convert, we always said it's going to come back to haunt them. And it will catch up to them. If they don't solve it, if they don't find a way to put it into the back of the net to really face their own demons. Because mind you, yesterday, you're creating so many chances, but you look at the attackers, there is the clear fear and insecurity in what they do. I mean, they, at some point, that trend was worrying them and it was scaring them. And at some point, they stopped really looking mean, looking like they mean to shoot, looking like they mean to score. And, you know, then whatever you're doing becomes pointless. What's the point of creating chances if every single time you go in front of goal, you have a clear shot, either you fail to take it or you pass it to the goalkeeper? Then your whole game plan, your whole advantage, your whole dominance goes out the window. It's useless. Then then bravo to Gasperini for having his team perform like a very solid defensive team that takes all the pressure and doesn't really waste any effort in going forward. Because that's the problem, is that we were here talking about how this team, Roma, they create so much. In every game, they should have way more goals. And in every game, they can't even, you know, be labeled as the winners, even if it's a draw, if it's a loss, whatever. But in the end, what matters is, does the goal go into the back of the net? Because if it does, then you're more likely to win. Unfortunately, with Roma, they put themselves in these situations where you really wonder, are these guys for real? Is this really happening? Is this really happening? Yesterday, it was surreal. Yesterday, it really was like the apex of how good Roma can be, but also how the worst enemy is the team on its own. Their worst enemy is their own insecurity, is just the complete lack of self-confidence when in front of goal. And we worried about it, we pointed it out, and finally it caught up to them.
Yeah, for sure. I listen, this is another one of those times. I'm going to sound as if I'm regurgitating the same things I said throughout, it's only been 8-9 matches, but I've already used this turn of phrase a couple of times so far this season. I said it a number of times last season. There's really nothing new we can add. The most impressive thing about this team is the way they find, are there ways of not scoring goals. There are ways of not being able to score goals more impressive than some of the goals they actually score. It is so mind-numbingly painful the way they squander. I mean, you say squander. I feel as if squander, the word squander, really adds a bit of a cushion, almost braces a bit of the impact at the number of chances they waste. It is, and you would think just by way,
mind you, the quality of chances, because it's not right. Just the quantity, yes. It's yes. The quality. It's, again, it's some of those goals, I could score them, your daughter could score them, anybody yes. could score them, yes. And professionals fail to do so.
It's unbelievable. And again, the most frustrating part is, listen, I would almost feel better. Do you remember the final days of the era of Rudy Garcia? Do you remember those last few matches? The one that always comes back to me is the one against Milan, where Roma looked like they could play for 569 minutes and they would not have scored a goal. And they appeared that way because they couldn't even create anything. Andy, do you remember that string before he got sacked and Spalletti came back? Do you remember leading up to his exit? I think they drew... I should have Googled this before, but I just remember they couldn't score. They were drawing to Milan. They were dropping point after point after point after point, and they couldn't create anything. Okay, part of me would almost feel better because we could easily identify, okay, well, this is a tactical issue. This is, you know, we're missing some sort of midfielder. The attack There's a lack of movement. There's something from a technical and or tactical point of view that the team is lacking, and this is what can be done to change it. In this case, though, Andy, we have guys of the highest levels, of the highest quality. Paulo Dybala, Pellegrini, Tammy Abraham. I mean, guys who are missing chances that, as you said, you would expect, children. And not only to score them, but at least hit the target. I mean, Shomurodov, Abraham, even Paulo Dybala, Pellegrini. I mean, Andy, from 5 yards are missing the target. I mean, forget scoring. They can't even hit the target at times.
No, and that's the worrying thing is, and that's always been the case for Roma. Now with this thing, it's Roma are particularly susceptible to these trends. Like they've always been fragile. With Mourinho, it was always, a matter of exactly working on that sense of insecurity, and we saw that in the second half of last season where they managed to overcome their fears that culminated in that, you know, infamous game with Juventus, which again was the last time we lost at the Stadio Olimpico. And and right now, you know, you look at this game with Atalanta, and you were in a position to win, and you should have won, and it would have been deserved. And once yes. again, you see people criticize this team after this match when it was easily the best performance.
We had Jose Mourinho out messages in the patron group, guys. Come on, man.
You have to look at this game, and you have to think about, what if you win? If you win this game, it becomes really an instant classic. It becomes the time that you managed to completely lock up Atalanta. You didn't give them nothing. You didn't let them see the light of day. And Smalling, Ibanez, monsters. And you had a team that, yes, despite maybe their imperfect midfield, was able to just contain Atalanta. Atalanta's attacking phase and move the ball so well and put the team in quality situations. Those chances are not only numbers, they are quality chances. There were just so many moments where Roma could have just put the game to sleep and they did not. And you know, you can do it. You can't let that happen against the likes of Empoli. But once you have somebody like Atalanta, who are a smart team, they saw that Roma were just on it. They were Roma were completely more physical. They were faster. They were more aggressive. They had the whole stadium behind them. So as soon as Atalanta get that goal, that's it. They shut up shop and they wait. You can't do it with a team like that. You just can't miss those chances. And so, I don't want to repeat myself because I think this is completely different after.
There's nothing we can say though.
Mind you, because I was just trying to find a way to think about how this game can be a lesson learned. I don't think this is a lesson learned, but I do think that this is really, I mean, this is bursting their bubble, because until you think that, yeah, it's a problem, but we can do it. We still can do it. We have quality. We have individuals who, in the end, make the difference. No, this game shows you that somebody like Pellegrini, who's been brilliant the past season, can do it. Tammy Abraham, when he's not on his day, when he lets the demons take hold of him, he can't do it. Belotti, off the bench, also can't do it. Shomurodov can't do it. Zaniolo can't do it. That's a problem. That you have to then find other solutions as a team. And that's the difficult part, because again, you created so much and you can't create, if you're relying only on individuals, you can't create a lot. If you are working as a team, you do. And that's why I think Mourinho sort of left the game and he looked quite mild for somebody like him, who got a red card, who the whole thing, the loss and everything. I expected him to be much more enraged with the whole thing. He looked like he understood that this is a tough situation. It's not a
What can he do?
It's a psychological thing. To me, this is a cycle because you can't, and I won't hear about it. Like I've heard so much about our defense being terrible. Our defense so far, for the exception with Udinese, where two goals were scored by our players, basically. This defense has exceeded expectations so far this season. And the midfield, yes, slow, yes, terrible, but it's still a midfield that allows you to contain the opponent. It's a midfield that somehow is able to allow the other players like Pellegrini and Zaniolo to create chances for the whole team. And so I refuse to believe that there is just so much wrong with this team. That's not, but the one thing that is really worrying is the psychological side that in the end is always part of Roma and will always be part of Roma. Doesn't matter if Mourinho is there. The Mourinho's mission had always been to instill something extra, to build something. And I think now he's going to take these 2 weeks. He's going to assess the situation and tackle this as a real problem. The real problem now is not trying to how to beat Napoli or how to beat Milan or how to beat Inter because we have them right after the break. No, the real problem now is how to get this team to not worry. How to get this team to relax, to be confident because they're not confident. There were videos online showing how distraught Tammy Abraham was.
Yeah, did you see his post? I mean,
he had to be on Instagram. I mean, he had Belotti come in and give him a pat on the back. He had Matic like pat him on the head and talk to him. You could clearly see that the guy had, completely unhappy with himself, unhappy with his performance. The fact that two seconds go by after the final whistle and he's already on Instagram, like trying to promise the fans that he's gonna come out of it, it already shows you how insecure he is this time around. And that's
I think
a problem.
You can even see it on the pitch too, man. I mean, he is pressing. I mean, you can almost see the brick wall. Like a cloud shape hanging above his head. Yes,
that's the thing that can also be said about other players like Pellegrini. We're not dealing with a team that is lazy. These are not moments where you could say, oh, the team is lazy. They don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want to win. They don't want to have that mentality. No, they want to. I mean, look at how desperate they are. Look at how desperate they are. Look at how absolutely frustrated they are when something doesn't go their way, because they know that there is just so much expectations on them. And players like Tammy, like Pellegrini, who were leaders last season, all of a sudden, they look like insecure children. Like they don't really know what to do at this time, at this point in time, when nothing seems to go their way. After all these weeks of these questions, is this, what's happening? Why are they not scoring? Why are they producing so much and yet not capitalizing? All of a sudden, finally, we hit that brick wall and all of a sudden everything spilled out of the bag and it's there. And Mourinho now in these 2 weeks will 100% focus on that mental aspect of how can I unlock this team? Because this team, if you tell them right now to play again against Inter, they're bound to go out there still, put in the performance of a lifetime against an Inter team that is, I think, a much worse team in terms of actual playing this season than Roma. And they're still able to lose to that team right now in this moment in time. So the mission is, once everybody comes back from international break, just do a restart completely. Wipe the slate clean. Try to get them to relax. Try to regain that confidence that you felt once you won the Conference League, because it has to happen at some point. It's impossible to have a team that should be is projected to be at the top of Serie A, is projected to have, I think, 23 goals. Is it possible? Something like that?
Yeah.
And have eight of them and be sitting below all other teams that listen. I mean, as impressive as Udinese are, as impressive as Napoli have been, still, it's all very tight there. And Roma don't really deserve to be behind. But in terms of just playing style, of who they are, of what they've shown, because Roma have shown plenty. The problem is that once you show it, you have to carry it to the end. You have to shut the door and walk out with 3 points. And Roma, so far, were able to contain that demon to sort of, okay, you know, Salernitana 1-0, Cremonese 1-0, you know. Juve 1-1, fine, we slept in the first half, whatever, and okay, that was okay. And against Empoli 2-1, fine, you get by. But
yeah,
there you get an Atalanta team that is determined not to let you score, and also just happy with the result. And all of a sudden you look helpless despite dominating, which seems ironic. I mean, it seems like a complete, like a paradox. You look insecure despite being the side that dominates for 90 minutes. And that's the issue there. And that's what Mourinho will look back upon.
All right. Well, if you weren't already depressed, let's go through some of the actual data and statistics behind this. First off, Andy, only once this season has Roma outperformed their XG, meaning they have scored more goals than was expected, and that was against Monza. So against, oh God, this is going to make you cry, because I'm crying just looking at it. So Salernitana, Cremonese, XG of 3 in both of those. They scored 1 and then 1. Against Juve, an XG of 1, they scored 1. Against Monza, XG of 3, they scored 3. So Udinese, they didn't score, XG of 0.86, whereas Udinese was 1.28, they scored 4. Against Empoli, XG of 4, they scored twice. Atalanta, this one just hurts. It's Roma had an XG of 3.28, and they obviously scored 0. And that's from understat.com. And when you look at some of the things behind this, it's even more depressing. So let's go through very quickly where these goals came from. So their XG, their expected goals from open play, is 12.9. So let's just say 13. They have 5 goals from corner kicks, XG of 3.52. They've scored 3. Set pieces, 0.5. They haven't scored. Direct free kick, 0.11. They haven't scored 1. Penalties, 0.76. No penalties scored. So they have scored 8 goals on the season in the league, and their XG is right around 16, a little higher than 16. I mean, that really just says it all right there, regardless of, because of course, when I tweeted out the XG, a lot of the 1.0s, they were having a go at me. What's with all this statistics stuff? What do we really need these statistics to tell us what, you know, how bad Roma is doing? Well, no, we don't need it. But no, I think it just highlights their XG is 17.5. They've scored 8 goals. I mean, that's not just bad. That is catastrophic. And beyond that, too, the bigger kick to both testicles, as if the XG itself wasn't enough, okay? Roma, so the expected goals against, 4.79. They have conceded 7. So, I mean, you want the double whammy? That's it right there. So you are scoring less than you are expected, and you're conceding more than expected. Andy, I, you know, there's really, is there really much of a need to go beyond that?
I mean, no. That's
the recipe for
lack for disaster.
Of results.
Yeah. For disaster. But that's why, you know, statistics, sometimes they matter, sometimes they don't, but they always hint at a story. Maybe they don't tell the whole story. Yes. Maybe, you know, they don't show a truthful story. They don't show an accurate story.
I might cry. You are saying the thing that I... yes.
But perfectly. They hint at something. They hint at a direction of events. And with Roma, it's all right there. We are faced with a team that is plagued by a complete sense of... It seems like they think they're inadequate. Whenever they find themselves in front of goal, all of a sudden, it's like little exclamation points pop up in their heads and they just don't know what to do and they lose. Right. I mean, that's it really, because you have players who have scored a lot in the past. You have Tammy Abraham, you have Pellegrini, who for a midfielder has always shown, you know, offensive prowess. You have Dybala, who, you know, despite the really good start to the season, he could have had even more to it than that. Zaniolo, who once used to be an unbelievable attacker, and now is trying to get back to it. They all look helpless. And it's not a matter of having the opposition really just stand in your way and prevent you from scoring. No, the opposition is... We are the ones who are not letting the opposition get a good shot on goal. That's the thing. We are the ones that are doing a good defensive job. The team that was supposedly had one of the worst defenses in the league, according to some, is exceeding expectations in that regard. The problem is that once they go in front of goal, they lose the idea of what they're supposed to be doing there in the first place. And so that's the thing, you know. Remember I thought it was Allegri after that Sampdoria match or whatever it was. He said basically, you know, that Allegri, I don't want to cite Allegri, but he did say that, oh, that's football. Football is the devil. And I could totally understand had Mourinho said that football is the devil yesterday, because that's really the devil. You play well. You put in easily the best performance of the season. You're able to defensively contain a team like Atalanta, who love to dominate. And especially when it comes to being physical, when it comes to being fast, they have some of the strongest and fastest players in the league. An excellent coaching system. They are organized, they're strong, they have an excellent track record at the Olimpico over the recent years, and you make them look like kids. You make them look helpless, and you make them look like they just have no business being there. And so it all leads to you potentially concluding, if you hadn't seen the game, if you hadn't seen the result, oh, Roma have won, and that win must have been amazing, and it would have been amazing, but the problem is that you have nothing to show for it. That's the devil. That's the devil right there, you know? That's the greatest trick the devil ever pulled, is to make people believe he's not there, you know? That's the usual suspects, and that's Kaiser Soze. We are dealing with Kaiser Soze here. I mean, we are dealing with Kaiser Soze, and that's Mourinho's main task for these 2 weeks. I know the players are on international duty, but he has guys like Belotti trying to get into the swing of things. He has guys like Camara trying to get into the swing of things. He's going to have Zaniolo. He's going to have Spinazzola. You have to work on that psyche. You cannot hope to win more games. You cannot hope to compete with the other teams as long as you are your own worst enemy. Because I can accept Roma not winning a game because the opponent is better than them. We've seen that. We've seen that many times.
Right.
It's painful, but it's okay. It's okay because it's out of your hands. Most of the time, you're dealing with a better team. That's it. If Roma lose to Pioli's Milan, it's okay. You know, despite all my jokes about Pioli, that's a team that is much further ahead than Roma in all aspects, and you can understand that. But if you put yourself in a position to win and you don't win because of your own issues with your own psyche, of your own mentality that prevents you from putting that damn ball into the back of the net, which is the number one rule to win games in the sport, then it's all on you. And that makes all right. The matters worse. And that's, and nobody's going to be able to solve that problem. Only you can. And I think that this is the accountability that we were waiting for Roma to take over these past few weeks. It didn't happen. Now, with the international break, is an excellent chance to start doing so. I don't think it will. I think it will, the real possibility to do that will be during the World Cup. Because that's, I mean, for most teams, it's going to be a hard reset. We've never seen anything like it, so this is going to be the first time. But I assume it's just going to be like another season, basically, and that's going to be a good chance for a fresh start. But the main thing is there needs to be already some preparation in terms of, listen, guys, I mean, it's not like we are playing crap. It's not like we're not putting ourselves in a situation to succeed. We are in a position to put all other teams to shame, because really, I mean, you look at this opening to the season, and nobody really has impressed you so far. Aside from an underdog team in Udinese, everybody has been more or less dealing with the same issues, with injuries and whatnot, and Roma have been right there with all the others, and Roma have perhaps even exceeded expectations at some points. But the problem is that as long as you have yourself as your own worst enemy, you're not going to take that step forward. And we all want, and we all know that Roma want to take that next step forward after the Conference League win. And in order to do it, you have to work on yourself. It's not enough to work on the opponent. It's not enough to prepare for Gasperini, for how Atalanta play, because you have to take into account that, listen, there are some limits. We've had problems. Let's address them. Let's not address what Atalanta did. Let's address what we did and see if we can figure out a way to come out of it.
Of course, there's really no other way to put it. That's all they can do. It's not as if there are a menu of options as to how they can resolve this issue. Okay, let's take a very quick break, and then we will be right back to wrap things up.
Welcome to Pro Tips for the Pros, brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads. In this series, we'll explore essential advice for professional contractors to deliver outstanding renovation results. Let's dive in. Before starting any renovation project, take the time to plan meticulously. Assess the customer's needs, budget, and timeline to ensure a smooth and successful renovation process. Thank you for joining us for this pro tip on planning thorough renovations. Stay tuned for more expert advice brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads.
A lot of people tolerate ordinary. Ordinary bathrooms, kitchens, entryways. Well, not on your watch. If you're a pro, you've got a new partner in town. Floor & Decor. From tile to wood to stone, Floor & Decor has more styles and job lot quantities of Schluter, Mappe, Laetocrete, and other brands pros trust. Come see a whole new way to wow with Floor & Decor. Coming soon to Bailey's Crossroads.
All right, so to put a final cap on all of this, just going back to what you said, I completely agree. I would feel almost not a sense of relief, obviously, but the pill would be easier to swallow. You know, if it was a situation where we're watching, you know, you see Eusebio Di Francesco on the sidelines and we're seeing Roma create next to nothing. They can't do anything. You know, if they had guns to each of their collective heads and they couldn't get into the and they still couldn't get it into the goal, I could understand. There is clearly something missing. There is clearly a gap. There is clearly something going on with from a managerial point of view, technical point of view, tactical point of view. There is something missing. It needs to be fixed. Andy, that's why this whole thing sucks even more. It would be one thing if they weren't creating anything. But they are creating, not only are they are creating goal scoring chances of the highest quality. I mean, there are, you know, they deserve to be exhibited, you know, in right next to the Mona Lisa, some of these chances that they're creating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the part that I think pisses all of us off the most is, at least in my opinion, I think that creating you, setting yourself up for these chances is the most difficult part. Coaches get, managers get sacked every single day because they can't do a damn thing right from a tactical point of view, and their teams are not set up to.
That's the heat that Allegri is taking on right now.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You have a quality side that can't create.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to. You know, if you had the displeasure of watching Juve, I mean, they are not creating anything. You know, if people are comparing the situations of Juve to Roma, they are incomparable. You are not paying attention.
It's a different beast. It's a different beast. And Roma are the first ones to know this. Roma know that, and I'm sure that Mourinho knows, and that's why I don't think he gets discouraged with it. He knows it's a challenge. He knows it's a task, but at least we know what the problem is. It'd be worse if you created a lot, you scored a lot, but somehow you still would not end up winning. If you'd still end up being the lesser side. If you'd still end up looking like a team that doesn't deserve the result. That's I think trickier. Because here, yes, the solution to the problem is tricky, but at least you've identified the problem. At least you know that the biggest issue in all of this is you. Your own attackers.
Right, but isn't that the most worrying part as well, though? To me, that's the most worrying part as well, though. Because this isn't physical. This isn't
tactical. Don't know. Exactly. You don't know if there is a medicine for it. You can't really say, oh, let's go out and get ourselves another attacker. You have a long list of players that can play there and have a history of scoring goals. And all of a sudden, somehow they lose the ability to do so. So that's the real challenge of when you're faced with a problem that you don't really know if there is a medicine for it. But I assume that with somebody like Mourinho, there is, and we have to take into account all the circumstances that have led us to this moment, the injuries, the fact that you have so many games in such a short span of time. You can't really even take a step back and realize whatever you've done over these past. I mean, if you're Tammy Abraham and you've gone on a string of bad performances over such a short period of time, you're constantly confronted with your own failures and shortcomings. But if you have some time to take a breath and analyze whatever you've done wrong, then that's when you find the solution to the problem. You have to take some distance. All of us do, fans as well, Mourinho as well. It's good that the international break is here because this team needs a breather, but it needs more so in a mental sense rather than a physical one, despite the injuries, because at the end of the day, whatever we're looking at is a mental game. That's it. It's a mental game.
Oh, 100%. I don't really know what else to add to it. That's all we can say, because I think collectively all of us are going to have the same opinion. We're all going to have the same take on this. We are all seeing the same thing. We all probably in our minds had the same solution, and we all know what needs to be done. It's just a matter of Roma going out and doing it. And once more, generally, I hate international breaks, particularly if you are in a relatively good moment. However, I think this one is coming at the perfect time. All of these guys, they need just a mental break. So hopefully they take that, they come back refreshed, and they can renew that belief and spirit within themselves. Because it'd be one thing if they just couldn't score, you know, and they're taking 90 minutes just to get a good goal scoring opportunity, but they are doing it at will. They're doing the hard part they've already overcome. Now it's just that final piece. They're certainly capable of it. They just need to get over that mental hurdle. I think they will. But hopefully they take this time to just, you know, relax and renew that confidence once more in themselves. So we will leave it there. I forgot to mention our wonderful patrons at the top, so I will do it now at the end. Thank you to all of our wonderful patrons who make this possible, and also to our newest patron over at Patreon, Ryan Kuhn. I couldn't think of a worse time to have joined that group chat yesterday. But alas, it's the international break now, and usually the chaos and the very hot takes get dialed down a couple of notches during this time period. But once the match with Inter comes back, I'm sure we will see some of the gem opinions return within the chat. So, Ryan, thank you so much for your support. Okay, we'll be back later in the week to talk about, I don't know, who knows, international break. We can talk about a bevy of things. Maybe we can bring somebody on. I don't know. But I just, having to talk about XG and all of this other stuff, it's giving me a headache, as I'm sure it is for you too. So we will leave it there. We will chat with you in a few days. Until then, ciao.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.